bill to curb U.S. investment in China to be reintroduced, House China panel leader says. Washington, the leading congressman of a House panel on China, says he will bring back a bill to control U.S. investment in China, adding that he has faith most Americans will do the right thing upon realizing the stakes at hand. Provisions restricting China-bound investment were scrapped at the last minute from the government spending bill package, which Congress passed in December to fund federal operations. Shortly after that, Representative John Molinar introduced another bill, the Comprehensive Outbound Investment National Security Act, in a bid to restrict U.S. dollars from funding critical Chinese military and technological development or human rights abuses. "We were very close to getting outbound investment legislation through in the last few weeks of the last Congress," Molinar said during a February 11 fireside chat at the Institute of World Politics, a private graduate school that focuses on national security, intelligence, and international affairs. "It's going to be reintroduced, and we're going to work very hard to move that forward." Molinar said he had observed the power of Chinese money. Chinese video-sharing platform TikTok had deployed political insiders, including former members of Congress, as lobbyists as it faced scrutiny in Washington. Molinar said he was amazed at the number of people he knew who were engaged in lobbying activities for TikTok. "It was quite remarkable," said Molinar. "You realize that the Chinese Communist Party has figured out a way to use our system against us, whether it's petitioning the government or lawfare," he said. "They're very strategic in that regard. Financial incentives have also led a number of American corporations to lobby on Beijing's behalf so that they can gain a share in the Chinese market, and resisting such lobbying power will take a lot of political will," said Molinar. "Money is very tempting for people, but I also recognize that people love the freedoms that we have in this country," he said. "When they realize the threat that the Chinese Communist Party poses to our way of life, I think it will bring more people on board to say, okay, let's figure out what to do best for America." Molinar said Congress needs to play a part in driving the change. He recalled interacting with a business leader who has a sizable investment in China. Was asked the question, "How would you respond if you were asked if there's a genocide going on in China against the Uyghur Muslims?" Molinar recalled. He said the businessman sort of squirmed and said he hoped he wouldn't get asked that question. He said he wants to call out such behaviors, adding that he hopes to give U.S. businesses options to move their supply chains from China to allied countries. Molinar said that he was not convinced that tech mogul Elon Musk, a close ally of President Donald Trump's, who weighed in through posts on social media platform X against several measures in December's omnibus bill, had a role in blocking the particular outbound investment legislation. After the United States, China is the second largest market for Musk's electric car maker, Tesla, and the company just opened a $200 million battery plant in Shanghai, next to its car-making facility. "We had different committees of jurisdiction that had different viewpoints, and we were trying to do one thing, and the Senate was trying to do another thing, and it was kind of in the final week," Molinar said. He said he intends to work with the Senate and the White House to advance investment restrictions and other China policies. The lawmaker praised key Trump cabinet members, such as Secretary of State Marco Rubio, National Security Advisor Mike Waltz, and CIA Director John Ratcliffe, for understanding the threats coming from China. "We just have to make sure we get the right policy in place, and then the markets have to adjust to that."